You challenge Makoa?
Yes, indeed.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Baby, I'm scared!
No, same time feel again. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Peace and blessings, my people. Welcome to another slamming episode of Keeping It Real. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about something that's been on all of our minds, but for some reason, it just doesn't get the media coverage that it should. You guessed it, we're going to be talking about Yemen. Good start. Now, did you know that Yemen has a very ancient history and it also happened to be a British colony for a time? You naughty British, the Queen's got her knees deep all up in this. So after Yemen was a British colony and, you know, the British did their whole divide and conquer and backstab and bring somebody into power and then take somebody into out of power, I mean, you know, they did their whole thing that they do in most places of the world. Well, Yemen finally got their freedom and this guy, Ali Abdullah Saleh, somehow came into power. So this fat cat's the president of Yemen from 1978 to 1980. Now, in case your math is weak, that's about 12 years. Now you know why your teacher said pay attention in math. And then this guy becomes the president of Yemen from 1980 until, no, sorry, from 1990 until 2012. So that's another 12 years. Now, if you put those two numbers together, that adds to a total of 34 years. That's almost 3.5 decades, right? And nobody has a problem with this? Like, how can you be the president of a country for 34 years and nobody says anything? You know, where is America in all this, right? Democracy and freedom.
I'm the invisible man.
So 34 years is a long time, right? That pretty much means that Mr. Double A Saleh, that's what we're gonna be calling him, Ali, the fat cat. Ali Abdullah Saleh, right? Double A Saleh. So Double A Saleh somehow must have taken a page from the playbook of Mr. DJ Trump, that's Donald J. Trump, right? Or some of the communist guys that just want to live, they want to be president for life, you know? We're not gonna talk about Putin at this point. He's kind of dangerous to kill you, man.
Kill him. Run.
So this guy, Mr. Double A Saleh, he was a real favorite of the West. A lot like his partner in crime, his role model, Mr. Khan P, which we talked about in the last episode. And just like any other Western poupee, that means puppet, Mr. Double A Saleh was stealing a lot of money from the country. He was stealing the national, allegedly, he was stealing the national resources of this country. He was trying to westernize everything. There was a lack of democratic reforms and there was a whole bunch of human rights abuses and there was like corruption left and right, right?
Easy money!
It's interesting, when you go across the research, he was putting like his brothers, his sons, his daughters, his nephews, and his tribe members in, you know, key places of power. Again, it sounds like another page from the playbook of Mr. DJ Trump and Mr. Bin Salman, Bin Abdulaziz, Bin etc. from Saudi Arabia. And just a little FYI, BTW, HTH, HTH is here to help. Mr. Double A Saleh is estimated to have a net worth of $64 billion. $64 billion, right? And I like this guy, he, you know.
I got your money!
Anyway, $64 billion, and just like any other Western puppet, he had spread his billions across multiple accounts all across Europe and a whole bunch of different other countries. Bad Double A Saleh. Bad boy. And so, you know, the Yemeni people, they became really sick with all this corruptionness. Don't look it up, it doesn't exist. They were sick of all this corruptionness and, you know, they were fighting for their God-given rights. I mean, you know, they wanted to have freedom and independence. And so among these people who came to stand up for their God-given rights was, of course, the Houthi movement. And so around the year 2011, things get really bad for Mr. AA Saleh because the people really start to come out on the streets and they start demanding human rights and they start demanding transparency in the government and they want to know where, you know, this $64 billion came from and where he hid it all. They're looking for democratic reforms, human rights, the right to unemployment benefits, the right to be employed, to have jobs, to have water, to have a house, to have shelter, right? And so all of this stuff goes down. Oh, and one interesting thing, these Yemeni people, they also want an end to Western influence. And so all of a sudden, the 34-year, you know, 3.5-decade-long authoritarian, corrupt, tyrannical government of Mr. AA Saleh starts to crumble really, really bad.
I'm too weak.
And so in February of 2012, Mr. AA Saleh, he says that he's going on a little vacation, just like his partner, his mother in crime, Mr. Khan P, who said, I'm going to take a little vacation, never came back. Mr. AA Saleh, he does the same thing. He says, I'm going to go on vacation, and he leaves his deputy, his vice presidente, Mr. Abdul Rabu Al-Mansur, Al-Had, I can never say this guy's name because it's just strange, man. Abdul Rabu Mansur Hadi, he leaves him in charge. Now, Mr. Abdul Rabu Al-Hadi, he was the president of Yemen for almost 12 years. Actually, correction, after you do the research, Mr. Abdul Rabu Al-Mansur Al-Hadi, he was the vice president of Yemen since 1994, so that's about 18 years. Man, this guy was vice president for 18 years. How dumb are you guys? People are gonna get sick of you being in power for so long. Go bring some new people inside the scene. Presidente for life. So Mr. AA Saleh's Western masters, right? Yes, that was the sound of a whip. The Western masters, they were not happy with this because no imperialist power, whether it's Britain or the United States or, you know, these other kind of imperialistic cats, the last thing these guys want is for the people to stand up for their God-given rights and come on, you know, to the streets and demand democratic reforms. And so, you know what they do, the Western imperialistic powers and the Western masters, they call in their mini-me's. And so the original mini-me's are called into action, Mr. Sheikh MBS and Mr. Sheikh MBZ BS. BS is a common denominator. So these guys and of course the other players in the region, the mini-me's, are called to action. And they're said, listen, you need to control what is going on in Yemen. You need to put your foot down and, you know, do the knee thing on top of the oppressed people. And so unfortunately, these regional sellouts are called to action and they come and they start to, you know, well, anyways, I'll get to that later. But these poor guys, you know, it was just like the Western master says, and they go, giddy up, donkey. It's okay, it's not too much. It's with all due respect, donkey. And so in the year 2015, the Saudi coalition, they decide to attack the sovereign nation of Yemen in a operation called Operation Decisive Storm. It's really a copy-paste from Operation Desert Storm. No, which was 1991 war, actually, before it was a computer game. No creativity. It's like copy-paste. Operation, you know, what was it? Desert Storm, and this is Operation Decisive something. Decisive Storm. Hail, Supreme Leader Queen. The Supreme Leader Queen. The Queen of England. Hail, Supreme Leader Queen of England. We'll just take away the hand gesture. Oh, the hand. No, no, we don't like Hitler. Sorry. We have ended with a colossal humanitarian disaster. There are 17 million people who are in need of dire humanitarian aid.
Wherever you are.